Daniel chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. Before I start this morning, I regrettably stand before you because I need to make an announcement. The announcement that I need to make is concerning a meeting that took place last night. It's a meeting that took place, and though you were not there, it concerns you, will even affect you. It was a meeting last night in which God went to Satan. You thought I was going to say something, didn't you? No. Waiting, well, I can see it right here, like good stuff. It's a meeting last night in which God went to Satan. And God said to Satan last night in this meeting, have you considered, Cheryl, not Charisse, Storson, have you considered, Ethel, how about Renee? Have you considered, Chris? Everything in your life was going great. Then God asked Satan, have he considered you? Everything was fine until that invitation. And since that point to this one, it seems like everything in your life is being turned upside down. And for the life of you, you don't understand why the more you pray, the more hell come after you.
Right, yeah.
For the life of you, you can't understand the more things you try to do for people, the more attacks that people send your way. The more you love people, the more haters you have in your life. The more God bless you with, the more people want to curse you. For the life of you, you cannot figure out this oxymoron in your life. How in the world can I serve a God who is a good God, loving God, graceful God, peaceful God, merciful God, but yet everything in my life is turned upside down? I go to work, I pay my bills, and I still can't save. And the dollar that I save, something always breaks, and now I gotta go get the dollar because something else costs $2 to fix. So you find yourself going through something. And it seems like as you begin to go through something, your loving God takes a seat. And you say, God, where are you when it hurts? I mean, sometimes when the sun is shining and one thing is going right, it seems like everything is going right. It seems like nothing is wrong. The car that used to start sometimes, now it starts all the time. The old power wonder still works every now and then. But then when it rains in your life, it really, really pours. And that leaves you thinking, what's going on, God? Why is it that I'm trying to get closer to you, but you're moving from me? You see, when Satan comes after you, he has a plan. And the plan is to come between you and the relationship that you have with God. If he can step between that relationship, he can make doubt set in your mind. And when doubt steps into your mind, you lost the battle. You see, because nobody can fool you the way that you can fool you. When you know who you are, you know you're a child of God. But some joker over here told you that you'll never be anything, and there you go, I must not be anything. Some joker over here told you that that would never work, and God said it would, but you insist on believing this person, then believe in God. You got to be careful who dumps on you. You got to be careful the things that people say about you, and more importantly, you receive them. It may come with a consequence, but you got to stand on the word and the promises of God. Now, Daniel found himself a young man. Now, he could have just said, you know what? I'm young. That's my excuse. I don't have to be faithful to God, and God will understand. I think the problem that we have today in church is that we're too common with God. We come to church and it was just a place that I was supposed to go, but there's no God that's living there. I wonder what would you do? I wonder if you'll get on your feet and you'll praise this morning if God himself was sitting right there. See, the Bible declares where two or three is gathered together, God says, I'm in the midst. You ought to act like he's here this morning. You ought to act like he came to do something for you. You ought to act Daniel knew God would do something for him. And so they said, every time, Daniel, you hear the music, you got to bow down and you got to worship. And every time your friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, every time they're going through something and the king ordered this, this is what you have to do. And so they wrote a decree. And it's from the Medes and Persians, the time of Medes and Persians, if you know your history, whenever the king said something, he could not change it. It was stoned. Could not change. Don't you love it when people who say things and they say, I can't change it, but when it comes back to them, they say, I really didn't mean it quite like that. Well, maybe we can change just this little bit over here, because they're always looking for an escape. See, the king thought he was in charge, but God was showing him he really wasn't in charge. And so he wrote a decree and said, you can't change it. The king wanted to change it because he loved Daniel. But he couldn't change it because the people was pushing him, pressuring him to go through with something. You ever experienced peer pressure? You and your friend, y'all was all right, but then when everybody else came around, he act funny on you. Peer pressure. See, one-on-one, you tight. But when John come in the picture, then he has to act funny because he's trying to please John, and now y'all not bosom buddy anymore. I'm glad God is a true friend. I'm glad that I only have to please him. And if I'm pleasing God, everything else works out. You see, man sometimes has a plot against you. And that was the situation with Daniel. They plotted how to get Daniel. And they knew one thing about the characteristics of Daniel, and that is time after time, day after day, if there's one thing was true in his life, they'll always find him praying. I wonder where they find you at. I wonder on your good days, are you still praying? Oh, I know on your bad days, you get down, you can holler then, baby. But I'm talking about on your good days. Are you still saying, thank you, Lord? On your good days, can you still say, Lord, I got something to be thankful for. I got something to praise you for. I'm not coming, not asking for anything. I'm just telling you, Lord, you were to be praised. You are my all in all. You're my battle line. You're my all in all. God, I just came to praise you, and I don't want anything just to give you a praise. Every day, Daniel was praying. And so one day they decided they were going to go and they were going to catch Daniel praying, and they were going to go back and they were going to report to the king what Daniel was doing. Be careful about the people that is in your life, because they may be your buddy today, but they'll switch on you tomorrow and they'll begin to plot against you. You see, you wonder sometimes how you keep falling for the same old thing. It's because your so-called bosom buddy, you keep telling them one thing and they keep telling your haters something else. And so that's why your hater know how to hit you. And that's why when folk hit you, it hurts so bad, because you told too much. You got to learn to shut your mouth until you see the blessing sometimes. You got to learn, I'm just going to hold this thing. I know what God said to me, but I'm not going to say it to you, because I understand that sometimes Satan can hold some things up. You see, you got to understand that sometimes you got to keep some things to yourself. And Daniel said, I'll tell no man, I'll just pray about it. And so every day Daniel was praying, and they plotted to get Daniel. And so they came, they caught Daniel, he was praying, and when they caught him praying, the king says, you know, if I catch anybody praying, I'm going to throw them into, not the a lion's den, and we sometimes get that wrong, lion's den, as though it's just one. The Bible says a den of lions, like a whole bunch of them, like a legion, like many of them. And you see, it's one thing for me to fight against a lion, I may accidentally win, but if I got a whole den of them, I'm just through. And some of you, you got this morning a den full of haters. Not just one, you got a den full. You got one over here don't like your car. You got another one over here don't like the way you dress your child. You got another one over here don't like the fact that God is still watching over you. You got another one over here, you keep paying your bills and they keep wondering why, and you just a single parent. How are you able to do that? Because every time God comes by your house, God says, I find you somewhere praying. And as long as you pray out to me, I'm going to keep on raining down blessings upon you. Now don't try to figure the thing out. Don't try to add it up, because it won't add. Because favor and love equals just stupidity. That's just a favor, God. You keep trying to figure the thing out. And God said, you better leave me alone and just keep on praying to me. You better understand that I'm going to fight your battle. You better understand, baby, I got you in the midst of this thing. But people come about. And once they plot to get you, then they want to punk you out. I tell you what, Daniel. You won't stop praying. I bet if I throw you in there with the den of lions, you'll stop there. See, people always want to know your weakness so they can punk you. That's why you got to be careful, I said earlier, when you tell folks stuff. You tell the devil where to attack you. Oh, everything is going all right, but you know, if that car breaks down one more time, I don't have no money, and Satan zooms in and he hits that car because you told him your fear. And in other words, what you got to do is not say, if that car break down, this is what's going to happen. But if that car break down, let me tell you what God said he'll do. God said he'll provide an escape for it. See, you got to tell back God what God told you. And then when you begin to tell God, see, that increases your faith. And God says, in order for you to please him, you have to please him through faith. Amen. Now, when fear sets in, fear tells you all the things that could happen. And fear, like worry, is like a rocking chair. Keeps you moving, but you're not going anyplace. Oh, what if this happened? What if it doesn't happen? Oh, what if this happened? What if that doesn't happen? Think about the number of things that you spent your life worrying about, and at the close of the day, they didn't even happen, because God said, I got a hedge of protection around you, baby. You may be rocking because you're afraid, but let me tell you something. If you just bow down and worship me, I'll make everything all right. He said, I'll be the battle line for you, and God is saying, if you begin to praise him and worship him, he says that's the strength that you need. And Daniel understood that prayer was the way to get out of it. And so they threw him or cast him into the den of lions. And when they cast him into the den of lions, listen to what this crazy, crazy, unbelieving man said to Daniel. He says in verse number 16, the God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. You know the end of the story. Daniel got out. So the title this morning, what did you expect? If you said he would deliver me, why are you surprised that I got out of it? I know I've been caught up in some mess, but God is a delivering God in spite of. I know the bills have passed due, but God said I'll step in and I'll pay the bills just in a good time. I know you've been all along, but God says I'll be a friend. Why are you surprised when God do what God said he would do? Why? He told you what he'll do. And he says, the God that you serve continually. He says, now listen, you got to know this about God. He says, he's going to deliver you. When you're going through something, don't you ever take your eyes off God. I don't care how bad something looks, don't you take your eyes, don't you take your focus off God. You see, the bills can be past due, but God says, I'll supply all of your needs. You see, you can be hungry, but but God says that He'll supply all of your needs. Somebody may be lacking something this morning, but you need to hear God said, I'll supply all of your needs. See, in order for God to supply your needs, you must belong to Him. He must be able to catch you praying every now and then in the midnight hour. He needs to walk by your house and catch you praying. Every now and then when things are going wrong in your life, He needs to catch you praying. You see, that's the God that you serve. God says, when I'm going through something, He says, all you got to do is just turn it over to me. When you begin to turn it over to God, what you do is cancel out yourself. You look at yourself, understand who you are in the process, and that you're just a vessel. But God, I'm a vessel, a weak vessel, and a broken vessel, but I'm your vessel. I may be delayed, but I won't be denied. I may be damaged, but I'm still going to get my stuff. It ain't about you. It's about the God that you serve. You got to understand, God is a delivering God. God is going to pull you out of your mess. And now what Daniel realized, Daniel said this, I got to show you something this morning. Because Daniel said, now I'm going through something. So in the midst of going through something, you tell me that I can't pray. I hear what you're saying. But in the midst of it, I feel sometimes like God is not there. And so in the midst of going through something, what Daniel did, Daniel showed us something. And I have to show you a picture this morning. Daniel said, in the midst of going through something, he says, I got to wrap myself in prayer. I just got to wrap myself in prayer. I know the world is crazy and everything is going all wrong. He says, but I'm going to clothe myself in prayer. And he says, when I wrap myself up in prayer, even though things don't look right, all you see is the blood of the Lamb. All you see is God who has taken my black sins and made it a white as snow. And so when I wrap myself up in prayer, God says, you have permission to go down on bended knees. I'm wrapped up in prayer and things are not going well. But all you see, God, is when I bow down and worship you. When I begin to tell you, God, thus said the Lord. And if God said it, I know it's going to be all right. He may not show up when I want him to, but I know the God that I serve, he's an on-time God. You see, sometimes I want God to move and God wants to stretch me. Sometimes I want God to move and deliver me and God is saying, baby, I'm going to grow you right here. Sometimes I want God to remove my enemies and God is saying, I'm going to use your enemy as a footstool right here. I can't move him right now because I need you to step on that neck. I need you to get up off the sin and all the conflict that they're causing in your life. And so God is saying, because you're wrapped up, you got to stay wrapped up in prayer. And see, when you begin to go through something in life, God is saying, I don't see you. I see my righteousness in you. See, our righteousness is as filthy rags. But when God looks at us, He says, I see myself in you. And so what you need to do is glorify God. And so what Daniel understood is that if I can wrap myself up in prayer, in spite of what I'm going through, everything will be all right. Now they took Daniel. Now just because you prayed, that doesn't mean that you won't go through something. Prayer doesn't keep you from going through something. Prayer just bring you out of it. But you still got to go through your go through to get to the other side. And so Daniel had this other thing. Daniel said, watch this, like a boxer. He says, every time you do something to me, he says, I'm going to punch you back. You got to get this thing. Daniel came ready to fight. And that needs to be us this morning. We need to be like boxers this morning. Bring it on, Satan. Whatever you got there. Fine, we can fight. Don't make a difference to me. Bring it on. See, you gotta learn that. Listen, in the midst of going through something, God says you still got a weapon.
Yes.
And the weapon that you have is the Word of God.
Yes.
But you know, BJ, there are some folks in your life that's bigger than you and taller than you, and they won't fight fair. See, in boxing, there are some rules. And so when you begin to fight somebody and they don't realize the rule, I love a man in the Bible. Y'all don't know this man in the Bible. His name is Peter. See, Peter was a lot like us. Peter said, fine, you won't fight fair?
Okay.
Give me a sword.
Okay.
I'll tang you up anyway. I don't care how heavy it works.
Yeah.
And see, what we have to realize is that the Bible says that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. It'll cut you going and it'll cut you coming. So in the midst of going through something, baby, you better get out of sword. baby. I don't care nothing about you. You want to fight? I can fight. See, that's the thing that we have to understand about the God that we serve. He says, listen, now there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. Baby, I've been sitting around long enough. You slapped me long enough. And I turned the other cheek. But not again, baby, will I turn the other cheek. You better watch out. I'm swinging back. And I'm going to swing back with some love. I'm going to give you a word, but if you get too close, I need for you to understand, baby. If you get too close, that's a human side of me. And I want you real fast. I'll get you off me. I'll pray about it later, God. You don't have to deal with me. But I need for you to know. I ain't nobody's fool. I ain't nobody's place to fool. You got to understand that God gives you some common sense, too. And so the common sense is that you got to back up off me. You see, when you get folks to back up off you, then you very, very clear. And then when they back up off you, God says, now you ask for forgiveness, and you got to pray just a little harder, a little longer. Because when you begin to pray to God about some things, what Daniel understood is that if I pray to God, God will deliver me. And so they put Daniel in the den of lions, and they threw him down there, and then somehow God stepped in his situation. And when God stepped in the situation, the same lions that were supposed to be eating, he found himself just chilling on and using them for pillows, I can imagine in my mind. Have you ever been in a situation and the same hater who thought they were going to kill you, somehow you had to rest upon them? The same person that didn't like you, God says, now you ought to bless them anyway. See, God is a funny God sometimes. Sometimes I don't understand what God is doing. God is doing this love stuff sometimes, and I don't quite get this love stuff. But what I do understand is that love covers a multitude of sin. And what I understand is that I haven't always been right. And sometimes, even today, I'm wrong. But God says, I love you so much. I gave you my only begotten Son. And if you love on me, I'll love on you. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. If you walk with me, I'll walk with you. If you wrap yourself up in my word, you got to know I'll cover you. Have you ever found yourself going through something? All you had was Jesus. All you had was a word. Your friend stepped out on you. But that's all right, God stepped in. And all you had was just an old job. And they couldn't pay the bills, but somehow God stepped in and they were shining upon you. And the one that didn't like you somehow ended up paying your bills anyway. Yeah. Won't God make a way out of nowhere? I say, I'm just going to yield to God. I'm going to yield to it right now. God don't know the outcome, but I just say, yes, baby. I'm just going to sit right here. Aren't you scared? No, I ain't scared. I know God. Aren't you not worried about your car? I ain't worried about the car. I know God. What if they take the house? What if they get another one already paid for? I ain't worried about that. But what if you lose a job? What if I just sit at home? Because somebody's trying to take care of me. God knows what you need. Watch this in close. The king says, he was trying to be funny. And he said to him, I'm going to throw you in the den of lions. But he's trying to be funny. And he said, yo, you've been praying to the old God. Let me see if he's going to deliver you now. What they didn't know about Chuck. See, Chuck was praying. And God says, prove me. See, they were praying, but God says, prove me. Throw them in there. Go ahead. Throw them in there. Go ahead. Take the job. Go ahead. Spit out the house. Go ahead. Fly loud cast in the car. Go ahead and do it. And Malachi 3, God says, prove me here. If I not open up,
yes,
the wonders of heaven. Prove me is a challenge.
Yes. Thank
God is saying, you want to fight? Let's go. Prove me. And so the king says, in his arrogant way, let me see if your God is going to deliver you now. And early the next morning, he wakes up and he runs, and the Bible declares, and he says, Daniel! Daniel! And Daniel says, yes. Here I am. What did he expect? In the midst of going through something, and God told you something, God gave you a word, and your enemies, your haters come back because they think that you're dead, they think that you're defeated, and you still there, still looking good, smelling good, sounding good. what did they expect? Did you really think you were going to hurt me because you said something about me? You crazy. I'm still standing. What did you expect? You thought if you lied to the boss on me that that was going to mess up my little record book and I wasn't going to get a promotion and then the door opened over there and favor sent me over there. Now I'm making more over here than I was making over there after you lied. What did you expect? Do you know the God that you serve? If you know the God that you serve, you ought to begin to expect the impossible. If you know the God that you serve, you ought to begin to expect God to do supernatural in your life. Do you expect God to do anything for you? Or are you just coming to church because you ain't got no where to go? If you expect something from God, you ought to get on your feet this morning and declare to God. God expects from you. God demands from you. God is challenging you. Somebody does something to you and they come back to check on you and they see you still standing, still doing all right, moved on to the next relationship. You ought to just look over your shoulder and say, what did you expect? What did you expect? Because in the midst of a storm, I knew I was coming through this.
Amen.
What did you expect? As I was walking, crying, didn't see a way out, lonely, but I still knew that the God that I serve, he would deliver me. I knew that all along. Now that he's manifest himself, now that he's shown himself in your life, you ought to tell your haters, what did you expect? God told me he was going to do it. I believed him. I'm stupid enough to stand on his word. He told me. I believe it. What did you expect? What do you expect from God? Cancer in your little body? He says, by my stripes, you're healed. Do you claim it? 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 You got to stand on that word. You going through something? Not enough income coming in, a whole lot of expenses going out. You got to stand on his word and say, God, I don't see it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm expecting you to do it. I'm standing on your word. It looks impossible to the natural, but I'm glad that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to talk to that person here this morning as the deacons come forward. That person here this morning where you haven't been expecting a lot from God because he's not your daddy. God says that you have to come to him. You have to believe. You have to confess. And once you believe, once you confess, he says, I'll claim you. With everyone here this morning, no relationship with God, not sure about your relationship with God. If you die this morning, is heaven yours? Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? I mean, do you have a relationship? One day somebody's gonna roll you into a church. One day. It's appointed unto man once to die. One day, a little casket gonna roll down here. And it's gonna be your body in it. When that casket roll down here with your body in it, if you don't know Jesus, I feel sorry for you. We can hoop, holler, pray, dance, shout all over if we like. But it doesn't change anything. Today, while the blood is running warm in your veins, if you're not sure about your relationship with Jesus, he wants you to die today. In other words, spiritually, die. Lord, I surrender to you. I die that you may live in me. With everyone, not sure about your relationship with God? Or maybe you are. You just need a church home. Maybe you just moved to the area. Or maybe God is just placing in your spirit to come into fellowship and worship and to serve. He had life changed. If that's you, we invite you to come. bit more. Not sure about your relationship with God. People have been plotting against you, but God has still been delivering you. People have been trying to pump you out, but God has still been delivering you. And you started punching back, and you understood that the punch was in the power of God. With everyone this morning, if you die today, you know where you're going.